Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today in the studio, we've got Bikram Gupta, Senior Product Manager at Intel. Welcome, Bikram.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you for having me here.
So, Bikram, you work at McAfee, and why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and what your background is in terms of security?
I work as a product manager in the network security group. I have been associated with McAfee since 2007. I have seen the security industry for a long time now, almost 10 years, 10 plus years. During my tenure at McAfee, I have worked in endpoint security, in the network security, with a variety of products, and I am proud to be part of this company.
So McAfee obviously is a well-known brand in PC security, came into the Intel fold, and more recently Intel announced Intel Security, which is a suite of solutions. When people think about security, they often think about their security on their PC. Our topic today is network security. How does network security address some of the challenges of the broader security issue facing us? And how does that fit into that overarching umbrella?
We have broadly three or four categories of the products that I'll say. The first one, as you rightly told, something that sits on the PC or on the mobile phone. And McAfee or Intel Security have been traditionally the leaders in that space. The products that we think of in that category are antivirus, anti-malware, whitelisting, post-intrusion prevention, this type of products, which basically run either on your Windows or Linux or smartphone. The second category of the product, which is not exactly network, but they are the backbone of any security infrastructure. We call that a security management or SIEM, S-I-E-M. We have a market-leading product called Enterprise. It's called ESM. It was acquired by a company called Nitro Security. Coming to the network, we have next-generation firewall or Shonsoft firewall, which is a really good product because it combines firewall, IPS, anti-spam, antivirus, various type of products in a single form factor. We also have market-leading network security platform or next-generation IPS, which in the network is a bump in the wire, and it does best-in-class protection from all types of attacks. Now, there are products called Web Gateway and Email Gateway. Web Gateway is sitting in the web traffic, in the path of the web traffic, and it's inspecting the entire web content. Similarly, the Email Security Gateway that we have, it sits alongside the email server, and it's inspecting each and every email that comes and goes out. I would say that we have almost 60-40 share when it comes to endpoint and network product line.
Now, obviously, network technology is moving forward, and there's some pretty major changes at play in how service providers are actually delivering their services via networking technology. When you think about this change, what is Intel doing specifically in the security arena to address some of the new challenges that might come in terms of security risks?
That's a very interesting question, because as the network appliances are slowly migrating to software-defined appliances, we clearly see that the security also will migrate into something what we call a software-defined security. But there's one key point here, that is, Intel is doing a lot of enhancement in the software as well. Intel calls it acceleration features, or the right term for that is DPDK, which is the Intel library for high-speed packet forwarding. And we leverage that library so that our software-defined appliance, let me take the specific example of McAfee IPS or McAfee Network Security Platform. We heavily depend on Intel libraries like DPDK, HyperScan, or Quick Assist so that we can get maximum efficiency from the same hardware. So as we start migrating into software-defined appliances, one of our goals is how to leverage those features, how to run inside a virtual machine, yet leverage all those Intel hardware accelerations so that we can give the same level of performance. The Second area that we are focusing on is what we call intelligent applications. We have endpoint security. We have network security. Now, a customer have deployed their entire data center and network, which is software-defined. And they have an application requirement saying anybody who comes in, they should be checked if they are compliant. And if so, they should be allowed into the network. You don't want to build out product and then install them into the network to deliver that capability. You could actually write some intelligent application which would leverage the power of software-defined networking, and then the enforcement will happen in our appliances, whether it's our firewall or IPS or the endpoint software. One of the challenges here in this process is, similarly, any new technology, there are a bunch. I'd say that there are 25-plus software-defined controllers that I found. But how many of them are going to be successful? Which one should you go with? For us, the right approach has been proven approach, which is based on proof of concept. So we work with Intel, we work with our master parent company, and then engage in some of the really, really high performance POCs and demonstrate our security applications. That gives us a good idea about what's going to succeed and what may not succeed.
Bikram, if folks want to learn more about the solutions that we're delivering in this space, where would you suggest they find more information?
Network Builder's website on Intel. We have tons of examples on or reference designs on how you deliver different use cases using software-defined infrastructure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. I learned a lot about network security and how it fits into the larger security challenge. Thank you, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.